Recently, Senator Richard Blumenthal introduced what's called the AI Accountability and Personal Protection Act to better protect online consumers like you and me, but also to hold big tech more accountable for things like keeping user information far too long and stealing or potentially pirating against other people. And cybersecurity and AI expert on our show, Dr. Vahid Behzadan, is here. Vahid also happens to direct an AI safety research lab at the University of New Haven and is the co-founder of Connecticut's AI Alliance. Vahid, welcome back. What do you think about this legislation?
Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me back. So this legislation is proposed by Senator Blumenthal and the Republican senator from Missouri, Senator Hawley. It's bipartisan, which is promising. But at the same time, it addresses a number of issues in terms of legal action against AI companies when they exploit or leverage data that is either copyrighted or is private and personal in training the large language models or other sorts of generative AI that are being commercially deployed and used across the world. One of the major aspects that this proposed legislation aims to address is the pre-trial arbitration requirements. Because of the arbitration requirement, if a creator of copyrighted materials finds that their data, their materials, their contents have been used in the training of an AI model by one of these companies, they cannot directly take them to court. They have to go into the process of arbitration. And what this legislation aims to do essentially about that is to void the arbitration clauses. They can, creators can take the AI company, the developers of that, those AI models to court over their use of protected and copyrighted contents and materials.
So essentially, if I'm understanding this correctly, Vahid, this is really going to protect the average person who is using AI, but also especially creators, influencers, if you will, from big tech requiring companies to get consent before using copyrighted material. It's making it a lot easier for them to hold basically these big tech entities more accountable?
That's correct. That's correct. So that's one aspect of what this bill protects. Mm-hmm. It's the creators.
Okay.
It's the creators or developers of creative contents, but it also addresses issues related to personal information, particularly personally identifiable information that may have been swept up in the crawling of the dataverse that these companies do in the course of coming up with the massive data sets that they need for the training of their large AI models.
Okay. So I'm curious, Vahid, and again, Dr. Vahid Behzadan is our cybersecurity and AI expert on the show, but he also is the co-founder of the Connecticut AI Alliance and actually directs an AI safety research lab right here at UNH. How does this fit into what Connecticut recently passed trying to tackle AI?
Well, there are multiple things that have been partially passed here in Connecticut. One of those is SB2, the AI Regulation Act, which passed the Senate but was never called for votes at the House.
Right.
There's also a deepfake protection act that was actually passed, if I recall correctly. In both of those instances, I think what matters more than the legislation itself is that we are having these conversations early on in the AI revolution. All of these bills, including Senator Blumenthal's bill, are early attempts to address issues that we can immediately see and feel here in our community and nationwide and even globally. One of the issues that everyone has been concerned about, particularly in the creative communities, is that if AI is essentially sweeping up all the data, including creative data, and is generating similar creativity or generating similarly creative materials, what is the point? Where's the economic incentive for human creative minds to keep at it and keep developing new materials? And a short-term answer to that is to make sure that those who create the creative materials are compensated fairly and squarely by these AI companies. In my opinion, the bigger goal here than the more strategic gain from these legislative acts is us having those conversations, because AI is here to stay. And these issues are going to endure for a longer time. So we need to start thinking about how to address these particular issues in terms of economic incentives of creativity, and how the human is going to remain a viable and even a necessary component of the economic ecosystem.
We have Dr. Vahid Bazadun here, our AI and cybersecurity expert on the show. And Vahid, I wanted to switch gears and talk about something else that is really making headlines. There is a real call from lawmakers in Washington. They want Mark Zuckerberg to end the Instagram feature allowing people to see users' locations in real time. They argue it exposes children to dangerous people such as pedophiles and traffickers. What do you think about this?
Well, it's interesting. Instagram is not the first social app that has enabled that location sharing feature. Snapchat has had it for as long as I can remember. I think there are other tools like from Meta, like Facebook and WhatsApp, that also offer live location sharing.
But why do they do that, though? I mean, like, so regardless of who decided to start this, why do we have that? I never understood, to be honest, Vahid, why this was even a feature introduced at all. Like, it is creepy, even as an adult. I mean, obviously, I understand the exposure of children, but I certainly don't love the idea that people can see where I am. I just don't like that, and it just seems unnecessary.
I hear you. Well, this is my guess. It's not necessarily how these companies think about these features. But having that location feature activated allows those companies to better target ads based on your geolocation. The social incentive of having your location advertised allows them to further incentivize users to share their location.
And again, Vahid is just the messenger.
I hear you. I'm on the same page.
I was going to say, he's just the messenger here, guys. I don't like it. I don't like it, Vahid. I've never liked it. And I'm sorry if advertisement companies can't figure out, you know, who their demographic is without tracking where people are and who's shopping for their items or what have you. I don't know. I feel like products that made it in the past, they did perfectly fine without tracking their consumers. I mean, I get using the systems to their best abilities, but that's always creeped me out. And honestly, it's one of the biggest reasons why I got off of pretty much all social media I can. I don't like it. It feels very Big Brother to me.
Yeah. We are on the same page. You and I both. I hear you. I absolutely despise this feature. When I opened my Instagram, like, I think it was a week ago, and I suddenly saw that it's showing me a map with people around me pinned in different locations, it was a shock to me. Instagram was one of the safer apps that I still relied on, and location sharing on a map is an absolute no-no for me. Particularly given my already pessimistic view of how these apps or the users of the app utilize this information. But The thing is, Meta claims that it's an opt-in feature, so users need to actively opt into using this location sharing feature, and they always have control over who they're sharing their location with, whether they are sharing the location or not. But there are issues with that argument, one of which is that historically we've seen that users are generally unaware of their privacy settings. They forget whether they are sharing their information or not, or they just don't know, as it can be seen from all the confusion and all the uproar that we've heard from the user base of Instagram over the past few days. The other issue is due to social pressures. Let's say if you're a high school student using Instagram, and then all of your friends end up activating this feature on their phone, you feel obligated to do it because of peer pressure. Because of the social pressure, not everybody gets to make the right or the wisest decision at all times. Mm. Or maybe later on, they get to regret sharing information, particularly live location information, on a platform that is globally accessible and is not necessarily restricted to friends. The Instagram spokesperson in one article, I believe it was either a New York Times article or a CBS News article, claim that you have absolute control over which of your friends get to see this. But Instagram doesn't use the friendship system of Facebook. It's more of a following
exactly
kind of ecosystem.
There are loopholes.
A little more dangerous.
There are loopholes, which is why, by the way, there's bipartisan, calls for it to be shut down. I will say, Vahid, to your earlier point, though, if people don't know how to do it, because I had to look this up, but it's pretty simple. And you should do it if you've got kids. Just shut it down on their phone and always say to them, this is what I say even to my 7-year-old. I'm like, listen, Chase, if your friends are like, oh, why don't you have a cell phone, or oh, why don't you have a tablet? Just blame your mom and dad. Be like, oh, they won't let me have one. Just blame us. I don't care. Like, you don't have to be the one that gets bullied. But, man, just blame that you've got lame parents. I don't care. You can't have it, though. It is pretty simple, though. If you go into settings under the app, because I just did this, actually, when I heard about all the news and I realized, oh, my gosh, my location's out there, too. If you go under apps and you find Instagram and you click on it, it's as simple as the first thing there. It'll say location. And there's a few options. Never ask.
That's on
next
your time. iPhone, right?
Yes. And that's what I did. It said while using the app.
In the app itself, what you need to do is to go to your messages inbox.
Okay.
Open the map, view the settings, and change the location sharing to no one.
Wait, hold on. So go into, all right, so I'm here in my messages, and then where it says map new, that's where I go?
Yep. Open the map, view the settings.
Oh, look at that. This is so sneaky, sneaky. No one. Okay, it just popped up. It's like, you are not sharing your location. Yeah, you're darn right I'm not. Done. All set. Done. That's what you do, Vahid. Oh, my Lord. I tell you, what would I do without you? Vahid Bazadon, I want to thank you for the work that you do, but also for always making the time for WICC. We have run out of time. I'm sure you'll be back on before you know it. Thank you so much.